As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
And Vinny, you and I were talking about it before we get to the Ravens. Do you expect a lot of wheeling and dealing tonight at all for the draft?
I would say, Jeremy, in the top 15 to 20. And like you said, people trading back up into the first for a quarterback. Possibly, yeah. Especially if Sanders is, if only Cam Ward has gone at one and nobody else has gone and you're at 18, 19, then I can see some people, you know, possibly the Giants or whoever's looking for a quarterback come up. But otherwise, like I asked you, what are you trading up for? I'd trade up for Hunter or I'd trade up for Carter. Other than that, there's nobody really that, you know, is that something that I can't get.
Yeah, something. Well, because the point is, and I brought up to you the rumored Eagles trade about A.J. Brown to the Patriots at 4 for Abdul Carter if he falls. And I was, at first you go, is that real? But, you know, as we talked about it and mentioned on the morning show yesterday, like, they might be tired of A.J. Brown's out.
Oh, I think, yes. Well, here's what I always say, Jeremy. If the headache, if the production's bigger than the headache, you deal with the headache. If the headache is bigger than the production, you get rid of the headache.
Well, that's what, it's so funny you say that because I keep saying George Pickens isn't talented enough to act the way that he acts. Antonio Brown was, you're looking at him going, man, he's so good, but he's such a jackass. And again, like that's interesting to me. I think the most intriguing thing, and when we talk about trades, is do the Steelers flinch and move up to try to get Shedeur Sanders? Is that their guy? There's been so much talk about that this week.
Well, what I was reading today, and whatever you read today is all, you know, a lot of BS anyhow. It's just, yeah, you know, all the media people are in Green Bay. So you got to have something, you know, when you go on your air. People are saying that, all right, everybody knows that Shedeur Sanders, if not, he would go to Pittsburgh at 21. So Denver's getting a lot of calls at 20. You're like, well, why would they call Denver? Because the people that are trying to trade up to get, you know, if Shadur's falling, then they would trade up to that spot ahead of Pittsburgh.
While we're sitting here talking about it, what do you think of Shedeur?
I mean, I've probably watched all their games are on, you know, and I watch them at Jackson State too. And I like Deion. You know, I mean, I go back with Deion two different places. I think Shedeur holds the ball too long. I think he takes too many sacks. And I think all the quarterbacks now, you know, the guys coming out, they kind of play like street ball. You know, Caleb Williams was the same way. I mean, they just hold the ball. You know, because in the NFL, you got to be rhythmic. You know, you got to be in a rhythm. And I think you look at when Lamar has become a good passer, he's in much better rhythm. You know, he's throwing on time. And those guys don't ever throw on. They're ad-libbing everything. And in the NFL, you can't do that. And I think all three of them, or all however many of them come out, I think they're all going to struggle early. I don't know that, like Jaden Daniels was, you know, he threw in a rhythm and stuff. You know, Caleb Williams was the only one that didn't. Really?
Well, it's funny you say this because my buddy who played, he was a quarterback in college, I believe it's South Florida, but he lives down in Miami. His daughter went to Miami, so we always talk about the quarterbacks. I said, hey, give me your cliff notes on Cam Ward. He goes, I think the kid's really good, but he has to go to the right team to be successful, and he doesn't think Tennessee's that team.
Well, the thing is if you get him, you know, what you got to say is we're going to let him do what he does well, at least. And that's what the Ravens did when they got, you know, when they got Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
G-Row was the perfect guy.
In the beginning with him, yeah.
Yeah, but then he outgrew G-Row. Then they needed, you know, Todd Monken to take him to the next level when he was ready. And they were probably a year late. But if you're not going to run the RPOs and all that, don't take Cam Ward. Because if you're just going to run, you know, he's not Joe Burrow, who they had in Cincinnati, you know. Yeah. So I would think they'd be smart enough to do that. Because I remember, like last year, I was talking to Todd Monken before we went to the draft thing. And I asked him, you know, like with the littler receivers, the one that went to the Vikings from USC.
Nolan. It's going to come to me in a second, and it's just pissing me off. Justin Jefferson.
Because he was at Pitt, and then went
Addison,
to you.
Addison, right?
Addison.
Jordan Addison, yeah.
Because I said, Todd, what if you get Addison? He said, you know, I'll put him in a slot, and I'm probably going to have to move him to get him open. And yeah, I mean, they got a plan for each guy. Mm-hmm. If I get this guy, here's my plan, what I got to do with him. And that's what I'm saying about when you take the quarterback. Now, if you take Shedeur Sanders, you better have a hell of an offensive line, you know, because he's not, you know, I mean, if he had Deion's athleticism, probably be the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
You know, but he doesn't have that.
But it's weird. He's athletic, but he's just not comparable to the other guys that run.
No.
Because he's not going to run much. Like, is he going to run enough like Pat Mahomes runs? Or is he going to... Because I don't even think he's the athlete that Pat Mahomes is.
No, he doesn't have that suddenness, it doesn't seem like. You know, but he can make beautiful throws, and he has nice touch on the ball and all those things. I think your buddy said it best. All these quarterbacks need to get with the right team. And by saying that is you've got to, if you get him, if you're going to take him, you got to let him do what he does. Yeah. If you're going to do your, my system, well, then your host. To me, that's bad coaching.